Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
What you need to know about this week's Federal Reserve meeting.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us, everyone. This is Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock at the Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve meeting this Tuesday and Wednesday. And let's get some insights on what to expect from Chuck Carlson. He is the CEO at Horizon Investment Services. So, Chuck, it seems like we are expecting an interest rate hike. It's a slam dunk.
I think it is. I think you'll see a rate hike. I think Wall Street's question and is, what will they do after this? Are we going to get one more, two more, no more? I think the path of rate hikes is still pretty consistent with what we expected going into this year. I think you'll see after this rate hike two more this year. I think the economy is going to be able to support that. I think Wall Street's already kind of factoring that in, even though there are a lot of folks that may not believe that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to rile the stock market very much if we do have, after this one, we have two more, and I think that's the path that the Fed is going to take.
We've already had one rate hike this year, so you see another one at this June meeting, and then two more over the last 6 months of this year.
Correct. I thought going into this year that we would see four. And nothing has changed my opinion of that. The bond market has not been necessarily behaving like people expect, two more after this one. But I think at the end of the day, the economy and the economic growth and that I expect to see, especially in the second half of this year, will give the cover to the Fed to be able to do that.
What about that last jobs report showing 138,000 jobs created? Lots of disappointment tied to that. It sounds as though you think the Fed will pretty much shrug that off.
Yes, I don't think the Fed's going to base too much on a one-month report, especially given that the trend has been pretty steady. I think they're also kind of taking that into account in a sense that, we are approaching, quote, full employment, so to speak, and that I think what they're going to be looking at more than maybe the job factor is going to be what's happening to wages and also just in general what's happening to the inflationary environment and the economy overall. And wages have been fairly subdued, but I think that is something that's probably going to pick up a little bit, or the Fed wants to get out in front of that before it does, so that inflation. So, yes, at the end of the day, the Fed is trying to give themselves cover if, in fact, at some point, 18 to 24 months down the road, they've got to do something because the economy is stalling and what they traditionally do is lower rates. So they got to get the rates up. And I think they're going to really need to see data points, a softer than expected economy, wage growth really flatlining to really stop them from raising rates. And the other thing that's giving them a little bit more cover as well is the dollar, and it hasn't been as strong as I think a lot of people thought it would be this year, and that's also giving the Fed some cover to raise rates.
We're talking with Chuck Carlson. He's at Horizon Investment Services, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Chuck, this is one of those meetings where Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen comes out afterward and has a press conference. What do you think the overarching theme is going to be coming out of that press conference? What's her chief message going to be?
I think the chief message is going to be one of not necessarily taking anything off the table. I think it's going to be one where they feel they have a plan and the plan is on track and they're going to continue to follow that plan, which would imply more rate hikes. So I think that message is really going to be one of, we have not seen you know, any change in any of the metrics to cause us to derail the plan that we have. And I think that plan they have is after this increase, two more.
Do you think that she's going to give a strong vote of confidence to the U.S. economy?
I do. I think she is, and she should. I think that, you know, there's always pockets of, you know, sluggishness. But in the main, I think, you know, things are moving higher. Corporate profits are coming off a really good quarter, and I think that's a trend that's going to continue as well. So I think there's enough positives there to help her have a fairly, you know, as much as a Fed chairman is ever, quote, bullish on the economy, a pretty positive view following the meeting.
One thing that seems to be a wild card right now is what is going to happen on the fiscal side of the equation with Congress potentially passing tax cuts or even an infrastructure bill. What do you think she might say about that?
You know what? I'm not sure she'll say too much about that, quite frankly, because I don't think she wants to start to lay out too much of a position on something that may or may not happen this year. I think that if she does mention it, I think it'll be mentioned within a context that, you know, it may not, it's something that they will consider, but it is not something that right at this point is derailing the plan that they have.
I bet that's not going to stop reporters from asking about the president and Congress and everything else.
Oh, I'm sure they will, and I'm sure you'll get answers that don't answer the question, in effect. And quite frankly, that would be the approach in light of what we've seen in Congress or in Washington here in the last few days. The non-answer is going to probably become more important and more relevant to a lot of people that are working in Washington.
Chuck Carlson, CEO at Horizon Investment Services, helping us preview the upcoming Fed meeting. Chuck, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock at The Wall Street Journal.
For a new podcast experience, subscribe to the Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal. Now on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play Music. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.